recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Me'ilah is daf Yud Zayin, brought to you mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, and here we are at the Halakha Mishnah. Dam Hasheretz v'habasar mitztarfim ze im ze. You can put together a shiur of a chiyuv, or actually of tuma, we're talking about as we're going to see, which is a ka'adasha, if it's a mixture of both blood and flesh of a sheretz. Actually, Zaklal Amar of Yoshua. The general rule, Legabi, it's tarfut for Tumah, is as follows. Koshe Tumato Vishiro Shavin Mitztarfim. As long as you have the two variables, which is the Tumah, that is to say, what level of Tumah it causes, is it Tumat Shiva, is it Tumat Erev, and so on, and the Shiur, how much is necessary to create that Tumah. Those are the two variables. As long as those two match, then you can be mitzarif two different things. But if either tumato velo shiuro, or shiuro velo tumato, so if you have something, as we'll see, this is even chomor and kal. So let's say you have a kizayit min amet, and kizayit min adavela. So that's the shiur, but it's not the same tumah. Because an avela is only mitame tumat erev, and amet is mitame tumat shiva. It's not mitzarif at all, even to make it just tumat erev. Or let's say you have the same tuma, tumat sheretz and tumat nevela, but you don't have the same shir, because the nevela is a shir of a kizayit, and the sheretz is a shir of a ki'adasha. So nevela that also would not be mitzdarif. Okay, so you need to have both in order to have tziruf. Amr of Chanin, Amr of Zeira. Now, the girsa over here, which is probably the most gedai girsa, is not vechein, but rather ubo. Ubo. Ubo would mean that when we say the dam of the sheretz is mitztarif at the basar of the sheretz to be metame, it's only when it comes from the same organism. But if it's some dam from one sheretz to be mitztarif at the basar of another sheretz, it's not mitztarif. And in this girsa, which most of the Rishonim have, in this girsa, it would read Mativ Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina asked on this that we darshan from the pasuk of Eila Hatmeim Lachem B'chol Asheret. The word Eila Hatmeim Lachem B'chol Asheret comes to tell me that Melame Chaim Mitztarfim, all Tameim are Mitztarif from all Shratzim. Even if it's two completely different types of shratzim, afilu sheretz v'sheretz, and that certainly if it's the same type, and sheretz v'dam, and it doesn't matter, b'shei nechad ben mishnei shema, it doesn't matter if both of them are, let's say, akbarim, or one is an akbar and one is a cholad, makes no nafkamina. So how can you possibly say that it's only mitztarif if it's literally the same organism, even if it's a different species, it's mitztarif? So that makes absolutely no sense. So how could you read that into the Mishnah? Amr Rav Yosef Lokash, kan bekulo, kan bemikzato. Now, the Mefarish says a pshat, which is, again, so not normative that it's almost outrageous, which indeed the Gaonim argue on, and Tosfos doesn't like either. And his pshat is that it depends where this dam came from, or where this vaser came from. So if it came from a sheretz that was shalem, then it's choshev. And then you're able to mitzarev that which is choshev, even though it's less than a shear, with that which is choshev, even though it's less than a shear. Because you had a full organism that had its dam, and you had a full organism that had its vaser. Then you can be mitzarev even from different species. And kan b'miktzato, whereas what Reb Chanin was referring to when he said ubo, he meant only in the case where the organism itself wasn't showing. So you had a piece of a dead akubah, and a piece of a dead cholet. You got the blood from one and the buster from the other to the Shirif Kadash. That's what he's saying, that wouldn't be mitzvah. Because it has to be from the same organism. Now, this is certainly not true. In other words, we never find that there's an afkamina like that. That there's a concept of where, how choshev was the thing that you came from. And that's the pshat that the fire show over here is claiming the Gemara is saying. We'll follow through with it, that pshat, just to see how it runs through the Gemara. And then we'll go back with Reb Nissim Gaon's pshat, which is the pshat that Tosfos likes, and with some tikkunim at the end, just to make it fit better, as we'll see. Okay, so this is Reb Yosef's assertion. It makes an afkamina if it's bikulo or miksato. I mean, not tema, where do you get the idea that it makes an afkamina if it's kulo or miksato? Miritanya, nishpacha haritzpa. If the blood of a mate is spilled onto the ground, the ayamikomo ketafris, and the place where it spills was on an incline, so that the blood spread out instead of remaining in one place. So then, ihel al mikzato tahor, ihel al kulo tame. So if you had over here the blood that had scattered, at least that was all on an angle, flowing down the floor, only if you would be bahil on the entire area would you become tame. Now this part, mein miktato, ilena miktadam, and so on, really is somebody's notes. It does not belong in the Gemara. The Shita takes it out and just move to viha. Via Amar Rebbe Chanina Amar Rebbe. And again, this is all according to this approach. Is it not true that Rebbe Chanina quotes Rebbe as saying that Revi is dam, that you stirred, is tahar? How could that be? If you stirred it, you were certainly mahil al kulay. Elalav shmamin al karbu kuloka b'miktzato. That one is referring to where it came from a davar shalim, and one is referring to where it didn't come. For a davar shalim, shma mina. Weird, very weird pshat. I mean, that also the way that we're asking the kasha of Hegi's batahara, it must be that he was mayel over the whole thing, because how else would he be stirring it? It's really disturbing, this pshat. Anyway, so let's go back, go over it with now with the pshat of Reb Nissim Gaon. Okay, so here too, he's garis ubo. It's only when it's from the same organism that you could be mitzarev the dam of the sheretz with the basar. Ask the Gemara, what? Is it not a braita that darshens from the word hatmeim, el hatmeim lachem? All of them are grouped together as one tuma, melamechem, itstarfim, even sheretz with other sheretz with dam, and it doesn't matter whether it's even the same species or not, beimishem echad, beimishnei shebot, omer of yasiv lo kasha, kan bekulo, kan bemiktzato. It depends whether you are touching the entirety, or you're just touching part of it. If you touch the dam, and that dam is next to the basar, what makes the dam and the basar one if it doesn't come from the same organism? So if your hand is on the whole thing, fine, obviously, that's what the Brisa is talking about when it says you're mitzarev anything. But there's a different problem. The Brisa says you're mitzarev any organism. That's where you're touching the whole thing, because I don't need to say that in touching this part, I touched the whole thing. You didn't have to do that. It's all one organism. I mean, I'm touching everything. But if I need to touch a part, and in that part, be considered to be a toucher of the whole, how is the blood of one species connected to the buster of another species? For that matter, even the blood from two separate members of the same species, but different organisms. Why, if I touch a little bit of blood, is that connected to the buster? If I put my hand on the whole thing, then I'm touching a full shear of the Kadash. But if not, that's very reasonable. That the thing that makes it one thing is only the fact that it was one organism. This is the blood of that flesh. So it makes sense. If I touch the blood, I'm touching the flesh. If I touch the flesh, I touch the blood. Otherwise, you'll need to put your hand on everything. And that would be considered to be Megiah. Ask the Gemara, not Tamra. Where do we see that it makes a nafkamina? Whether you touch a whole thing, whether you touch part of the thing. We bring a raya from the case of Nishpach al Haritzpa. So over there it says that if a dam of a mate spilled, and now it's scattered on the floor in a way that doesn't allow it to pool. And it doesn't pool because it's a mokum ketafres. So since it's at an incline, it's being pulled by gravity. And therefore, if you are only ma'il al miksato, it's tahar. Why? Because it's not considered to be ma'il on the whole thing, since it doesn't have a well-defined place. A liquid needs to be held in something. So if the liquid isn't held in something, if it's pooled in one place, fine. But if it's on an incline, so why should I view it as all one thing? So therefore, if I was ma'il on the whole thing, I'm tamei, otherwise not. So you see from here, exactly the same halacha. What's the difference whether it's ma'il, whether it's nageya? Here I'm making tikkunim in this pshat, right? Because there's a pshat from Asar Mikutzi that tries to explain this. I really think that this is the most reasonable thing. So since we find this halacha, miktzato versus kula, and that is obvious, that's built into the bright. That's not my, this is the way he learns it. Not that it's the contrast between Rav Chanina and Amar Rebbe, and therefore we have to explain away the difference between the two cases. No. This stands on its own, according to Rav Nissim Gaon. So if you see over here nafkamina between ma'il al miktzato and ma'il al kulo, it makes sense that there's a nafkamina between nogea b'miktzato and nogea b'kulo. Why not? I may be Yoltaina, that the reason over here is because by definition a liquid which is an amokum ketafras is not considered to be a shiur. Just like we have a din, let's say, by a mikveh, you need arbaim sar. If it's at an angle, the water is flowing, it's considered to be connected. So you, each molecule is being distinct. Maybe that's the problem. Nothing to do with, it doesn't help to touch one part of a thing. You need to think, no, of course it helps to touch one part of a thing. And of course if you touch the blood, which is one with the basar, it's all sitting in the same place, you'll tie, of course that would be okay. It's only over here because the whole thing is liquid. So then I'll bring you another raya from, and the gears should be not v'ha amar. Is it not true that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi said the opposite? No. According to his girsa, it is the Amar Rabbi Chanina Amar Rabbi, one word, Amar. And furthermore, Rabbi Chanina Amar Rabbi said that if you took Rabbi Yizda and you're stirring it, you're tar. Now, why would you be tar if you're stirring Rabbi Yizda? Obviously, because some of that dam is absorbed into whatever thing you're using for stirring. And therefore, it's not considered to be mechubra b'kulay. That's the problem. So if it's not mechubra b'kulo, you see, and over there it isn't, it's all in the same container, because you're stirring. You can't say over there it's a problem in shiur, obviously. El av shmam, you know? There's a difference between kulo and miktzato. They have no choice from putting both of these together, because it's obviously not a problem in shiur. Shmam, you know that indeed you need to be certain to be nogea, if you're being nogea, or being maya over the whole thing at a time. It's the same halacha, and therefore it makes sense to say that that's true of the Mishnah too. So where would dam and sheretz be mitztarev? In one of two cases, where it comes from the same organism, in which case, even if I just touch the tip of my finger to any of this, I will become tamei. Or, if it comes from two different organisms, I put my whole hand over it, and now I'm nogea both in the basar and in the dam, it will become tummy, even if it's from different species, it will become tummy. Okay. Now, as far as the limud from Hatmeim, Sha'al Rematya ben Charash, that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Be'ir Romi, Rematya ben Charash was talking to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in Rome. Weird story. Minayin ledam shratzim shutame. How do we know that dam of a shratzim is a tame? Amar lo Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, well, you could see that from the pasuk v'zelachem hatame. I hear too. Tosus learns that the diuk is from the vav. V'zelachem hatame is marda something else, not mentioned in the pasuk, and that's a reference to dam. The Mefarish learns that the whole thing is extra because of Eila HaTameim Lechem, the Cholash Sheretz. So what do I mean, V'zelachem HaTamei B'Sheretz HaShoretz? V'zelachem HaTamei is coming to tell me the Dan. which is very weird, because Vizela Kamat Tamei is simply a list of the Shimon and Shratzi. So what is, why is it extra? So Tosfos says it has nothing to do with it being extra. It has to do with the vid. It should have just said Zela Kamat Tamei B'chol Asheret. So this is the Shimon and Shratzi. Say vid, it's coming to add. Okay. Anyway, the Talmidim of Ramakya ben Harash said to him, my gosh, that apparently this Bar Yochai character is awfully smart. So Chachim Lei Bar Yochai. So this Bar Yochai is like, considers himself to be a primary derish. He doesn't have to bring you a bright, he doesn't have to bring, he just tells you it's a pasuk. Like, he doesn't even explain himself. Pretty smart guy. Amar Lem Suramatya, but Harash said to him, he's not making this up. This is a drasha that was well known, and it was a Talmud Aruch, the Piv Shel Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Actually, he got this, even though he maybe doesn't want to tell you, because of the way it happened, but he learned it from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. And what was that story? That story was also a problem in Rome. What happened was like this, that Pam Achat Gazra Malchut Gzera. There was one time the Romans made a gezerah that comprised three components. First of all, shelo yishmur et haShabbat, shelo yimolu et bneihem, v'yishiva alu et hanidot. They're not allowed to use the mikveh. So basically, they wanted to destroy Shabbos, Mila, and Taras HaMishpach. So Reb Reuven ben Istrarubli went to Rome and dressed up as a Roman. So he went and he got a haircut, siper kumi. He got a Roman-style haircut. They cut off the front part of the hair. They have long hair in the back. And he goes and he sits down in the cocktail room over there in the Roman Senate, you know. He's passing himself off as a Roman leader. And all of the Yashavi man. And he's talking to them about the way that they don't seem to use their brains when it comes to anti-Semitism. It's all gut reactions. So he says to them, let me ask you guys something. Mishieshlo oyev. You have an enemy. What would your tactic be to make your enemy richer or poorer? Yani or Yasha? Well, obviously, we want to make them poor. Amalan, so what kind of stupidity is this? You tell them they should work on Saturdays, which basically raises their production by 1/7. You should tell them they're not allowed to work on Saturdays, and they'll lose all that money. Now they're going to compete with your shopping plaza on Saturday, too. So you can't lo yasu melacha b'Shabbat. Yedei she'yanu. Amrut Tavita, you're a genius. Livatel, let's cancel that part. Ubitlua. So they canceled that. Then he goes, he tells them, yeah, but you guys are still not thinking. Mishieshlo oyev, yakhisho yavri. What do you want? You want better medical care or worse medical care? Amrut yakhish, obviously. The weaker they are, the better. Great! So increase their infant mortality by having them cut up their kids at 8 days. Idiots they are. You should make them get a Brit Mila. You're a genius, David. They were about to that one. The next question he asked them, you want them to have lots of kids or less kids? Obviously, the less the better. So he says, so what's the matter with you? You're increasing their reproductive time. Let them sit there, have all of their laws, and let them be able to get near their wives, have to wait for the mikvahs. It's the best thing for birth control. So, actually, you shouldn't allow them to be mavato, their din of taras hamishpach. Amrut Tavit, he's a genius. Tavit amar bitlua. In the end, somebody squealed that he was Jewish. Hiru boshu yudi. And they realized he was a Jew, and if a Jew is saying these things, even though it made sense, couldn't really make sense. So they put all the gzeres back. Here's the room. Okay, so then they said, so mielech v'yevatel ha'gzeros, so Chachamim got together and said, who's going to do the job of getting in there and getting rid of this? You know what? The only one who could go is Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He gets all these miracles all the time, you know, gets his little carob tree and his water. Send him to Rome. So the Yelech Rav Shimon bar Yochai, umulumad b'nisi. Who should go with him? And send one person. Acharav mielech. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi. Now this is the reason. This is the place where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai heard this pasuk from Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, who was Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi's father, said, can't believe you guys are doing this to my son. If my dad, Chalafta, was around, would you have dared tell him, Tain bin Chala Hariga, go give your son to be murdered? You're going to tell him that? Me, maybe you're not Mechabe. So how can you tell my son should go be murdered? Says Rabbi Shimon, hey, wait a minute, what am I, chop liver over here? Well, how come I'm okay? Yeah, I could say the same argument. My dad Yochai was around. Would you have told him, send your son to be murdered by the Romans? Amar Rabbi Yossi, what are you, nuts? I'm not scared of the Romans. I'm scared of this crazy Rabbi Shimon Yochai. The guy's dangerous. I don't want him. I didn't say anything about the Romans. So I'd rather go myself, actually, on Azim, because if Rabbi Shimon gets with my kid, he'll kill him. I know my kid's got a big mouth. He's going to talk up. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is going to get mad at him. And that'll be his end. So it's from Rabbi Shimon to come, Mistafina. I'm scared of Rabbi Shimon. I don't get scared of Romans. So, Kibel Alei de Lo Lian. Just Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was mekabel on himself to behave, and he's not going to kill Rabbi Elazar Ben Yossi. He promises his father. Anyway, but in the end, he forgot. Even though he had promised, what happened was, they were walking along the road, and somebody comes and asks, Nish'ala she'ela zo bifneihem, mindayin ledam asheret shutameh. So Rabbi Elazar Ben Yossi doesn't want Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to see that he's answering in his place, because Rabbi Shimon didn't know the answer. So he was ma'akin piv. He sort of whispered to the other guys, it's because it says, v'zelachem atameh. It's the v'zel. Amala Rabbi Shimon. I see the way that you're bending your mouth over here. You must be a great Talmud Chacham. You should drop dead. Al yachzor ha-ben etzel aviv. You should never make it back to your father. Okay. Anyway, so the Yerushalmi continues, does the springs, that he got sick and was about to die, and then Rabbi Shimon, oh my God, I promised Rabbi Yossi that I'll bring him back alive. So he was bestowed for him and cured. Okay. In any event, there they are, coming into Rome. Yatza lekrato ben Timalion. So ben Timalion, which is this pan figure coming out of Rome, and this is like a type of satire, or of a shade. It's Pan actually is often seen as a goat, right? Yeah. So
pagan god Pan. He's happy to play the flute.
Yeah, but he plays to drive women crazy. So what he does is he drives the daughter of the Caesar insane, and now she's got a fixation on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So either she's saying, I must have Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come in here, or she's going crazy and nobody knows that what to do, and all the doctors give up, and Rabbi Shimon says, oh, I hear you've got a problem with your daughter. There's different versions of the story. But anyway, so Ben Timalion comes out and asks Rabbi Shimon, would you like me to come along and play some games? Maybe to give you a hand. So Rabbi Shimon is very, very upset about this. And he says, you know, Hagar was a shifcha, and she was from my great-great-grandfather. She needed help, and she gets three malachim. And who do I get, a goat? What kind of business is this? And this dami la malach shalosh pa'amim, v'ani lo pa'amachat. All right, but what the heck? Yavoy nes mikoma. Come on, I'll take it, whatever I can get. I'll even take you. So Kodimu, meanwhile, Ben Timalion goes ahead, and al bebarte de kesa, and goes into the brain of the daughter of the Kesar. So they need Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Kimatahatam, when Rabbi Shimon comes, Amari says, okay, then Tamayon out of there. Then Tamayon out of there. Give it to Kerli Nafak. So he goes, and now she is cured. An exorcism indeed. So Amar Lahon, so the Kesar says, okay, you know, I owe you everything. So anything you want, you can have. Take him into the Vatican storage rooms. Anything that he wants, he can take. So they went through the files, basically, and they found the folder of that Gezeirah. And they took that gezerah and they ripped it up. So there would be no way that they could legally enforce it.
Which gezerah is that?
Those three gezerahs about Mila and Shabbos and Nidais. So they found a huigra and shaklu. They took it for Karun, they tore it up. But meanwhile, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi got a little tour of the Vatican catacombs and he saw the parochet, which is why he's able to say in the Gemara, where there's a machlok that says over there that the dam didn't touch on Yom Kippur, never hit it, the parochet. So he said, Aniri itiyav b'ir Romi, when I was in Rome, I saw the parochet from the Beit HaMikdash. And hayu alei kameti bedami, there were a lot of blood spots on it. So apparently the dam could touch. But anyway, that was the story where Rav Shimon bar Yochai had originally heard the drasha of Vizeh. So here he is back in Rome and giving us over something, but it really was Talmud Aruch that had gotten from Rav Yossi, that he loves Rav Yossi.
How many years after it was done still on the Parochet Center, how many years? The reason I'm asking this question, that's
I don't know after.
But is this second century?
Yeah, but after how many years? Why would it not remain? I said, well, I don't know. Okay, I don't know what the question is. What?
I wonder what they're doing with it
now. If.
Really?
I don't know who knows. Okay. Our president, yeah, what, you have info?
I remember somebody claimed to have seen it the last.
Oh, really?
It's not.
I don't know. We'll have to ask Barnea. The Vatican is his neighbor.
I believe somebody claimed to have seen this in the basement.
You know, really?
They went supposed to, they saw something. There, enormous, whatever. This was before the Mice of Rishon.
I'd love to hear it.
Right.
If you find anything, let me know. Yeah.
This is before the Mice of Rishon.
Yeah, this is before the Mice. What?
The Romans didn't hate him yet.
No. You mean the original Mice?
The Mice with, you know.
Because when it says over here, Shumalumad ben Nisim, that was the Nisim of the Mara. So it could be when they were. That's what the fire says. I mean, we don't know about the Nisim. Uh-huh. But
that's a pretty big name.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what he says. It could be that when they were mevatel the gezeira against him, that was a personal vendetta of one Caesar. And
he's gone.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. Who knows? So again, you have to ask someone from the neighborhood.
Or
if it's I don't know. Listen, we were delaying in order to come.
This is the commissioner.
Hapigul v'hanotar emit starfin. This is a little bit weird. We just said that you could be mitzarif anything as long as it's the same shear of tumen, as long as it's mitame to the same extent. So what is this supposed to mean? Pigul v'hanotar on the other end is not mitzarif to be mitame you, as we'll see. Because they're two different shemot, hasheretz v'hanevela, which have two different shiurim, and a nevela and besar hamet, which have two different tumas, one is tumas shiva, and one is tumas erev, they're not mitzarev zeim zelatame, and this is afilo bekal shemeshneim. In other words, we don't say, okay, fine, so let the adasha, or the amount that we have of the sheretz, at least be mitzarev to the shiur of kizayit. We don't say that. We don't say, well, at least let the nevela be mitzarif to be metamic to masara. We don't say that. There's no tziruf at all. Omer, if you don't know, sure, look, this business about pigel the notar, I'll explain it to you. The din of tuma on pigel the notar is a halacha of a gezer de rabbonim. The rabbonim were gezer tumat yadayim on pigel the notar, and that way the kohanim would stay away, would be more careful. Since it's only a gezer d'rabbanan, they weren't mechadish a din of tziruf l'gabi the shir. So oftentimes we find there's two approaches to this. Oftentimes we find the rabbanan make a distinction between a d'rabbanan and a d'iraita tumah in order to avoid srifat kadashim on something that d'iraita is not supposed to be burned. Others learn that the issue of years is that if you would have made it to be mitztaref, it would have been a takana l'takana. And therefore, we don't make a gezer li gezer. Again, that's the Mefarish's pshat. Very difficult to believe because of the fact that you always are ke'en diorayta metaken. If it's been a tziruf, then it's not a separate takana. It's all one takana. This is metame. It should be mitztaref, like all two. Fine. But whatever the case is, that's why we have a unique situation. But if you're talking about Megabe the Din of Achila, I want you to know that even though you think for Achila, for sure there should not be Mitzvah, because they really are Shtei Shemot, remarkably, the Azhara of people and Tuma are related, even though they're separate Chataot, in terms of the Karet, the Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the overall Pasuk, that mentions the lo yachel ki kodeshem. So there it talks about notar mi vater mi psar mi luim min halechem misrafta tanotar be'ej. That pasuk we learn ki kodesh. What does that have to do with anything? So from the ki kodesh we learn that kol sheba kodesh pasul ba katuv liten lo ta'asal achilata. Lo yachel ki kodesh means don't eat anything kodesh which is pasul. In which case, there's an Azari here on the Tefillin Notar as well. Therefore, Legabi, the Hitziruf of Ashir, they could be Mitztarev. Ha'ochel, Shenitma Ba'av HaTuma, V'Shenitma B'Vlad HaTuma, as opposed to different types of Tuma, which have either different Shiurim, or that have different impacts, when it comes to the same type of Tuma, but where one is attenuated further than the other. So even though we said Legabi the former, there is no such thing as saying, okay, let's be mitzarefit at least like the lesser of the two. There should be kakal. No. We're not going to mitzaref a sheretz to an avela or an avela to a mate, even kakal. Masha'enke, when it comes, let's say, to a sheni betuma, or you have something that was nitma with a vlada tuma, those are going to be mitztarev. So an avatum is a rishon, a nitma v'vladatum is a sheni. Nonetheless, they will be mitztarev to both be the equivalent of a sheni. So they could make a shlishi. That's the point. So if you mitztarev from zeim zeh, kikal shebishneya, give them a lesser din. Don't compare the strength of the tumah, the darga of the tumah, to the shear of the tumah, or to the type of tumah. So this is a different issue. This thing is mitzarev in terms of kal. So we have three issues. We have what level of tumah? Av, rishon, sheni, shlishi. We have what type of tumah? Tumah shiva, tumas erev, and so on. And we have what shir of tumah? Adasha, gezai, and so on.
These are two pieces of tumah that are not a...
Two pieces, yes, they're not a kibetza. Okay. We have two pieces that have insufficient shiur to be matame. Put together a half a kibetza of tumas rishon and a half a kibetza of tumas sheni, they will together make a shlishi.
The rishon becomes a sheni.
Well, it doesn't become, but it can only give off its tuma to the level that the sheni can. Kola ochlim mitstarfim zeimze. And the truth is, what these ochlim consist of is irrelevant. Like be any din. So if we're talking about psul gviya, where over there's a special halacha that someone who eats food that is pasul, that is tummy, is not allowed because he's ingested it, so he becomes pasul for achilas truma and so on. So that's psul gviya, and that's a shear that's a larger shear of their kechatzi pras. It's also mitztarev. So even though you don't have a full su'ud of any one ingredient, but you have two su'udot from various ingredients to make the Erev Tchumin.
The shear of ochel.
Right, but it doesn't matter what it is. Your Erev Tchumin you can make with any type of food. All you need is a shear of two su'udot. And if you have a kibetza, then it will be metame tumat ochelin, even though it's different types of food. If you have a grogeret, that will be mechayev of you in terms of hotza'at shabbat, which is the shear of hotza'a food. If you have a kikotevet agasa on Yom Kippur of different types of foods, that adds up together that you're considered to have eaten on Yom Kippur because it's satisfying. And kol hamashkin mitztarfim zeim. The same thing would be true about liquids, although of course the shear of a liquid from psul gviya is not a chatzi prat, it's a revias. And the shear of shti on Yom Kippurim is not a kotevet, it's kemole lugma. But besides that, everything is the same, like Abi the Dinim of Tziruf. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer Matam. Why is it that we view the level of the darga of the tuma in a different way than we view the type of tuma in terms of tumas erev or tumas shina? Which you would think that more fundamental is the power of the tuma than the type of the tuma. So, and yet when it comes to the darga of the tuma, rishon, mishani, we view it as all of one thing. Why is that true? What's the logic behind it? I'll tell you, the logic is that it's efsher l'sheni shiyaseh rishon. A sheni can make a rishon, right? Mikav, a sheni rishon. I don't understand. What are you saying? V'halo efsher. How can a sheni ever go back and make a rishon? Makes no sense what you're saying. Omar Rav HaHakam. Now, the truth is that it does make a certain amount of sense. And we do find that there are halakas of tumah v'tayra because of it. By mashkin, because by mashkin, even a sheni is chazer lasas rishon. We have a lot of discussion about that issue. But since over here we're talking about tziruf of eichlin directly, we need to see why these eichlin are considered to be the same. Therefore, says Rava, what it was that Rabbi Shimon was saying was, look, is it not ultimately all coming from the same tuma? In other words, who made the Rishon, the Sheni, a Sheni? The tuma of a Rishon. So ultimately, they all relate back to a Rishon. Rav Ashi says, but that itself only makes sense in a relativistic way. In other words, since when it comes to the din of a Shlishi, which over there would be the end product of the tuma decay, would end up being passing a Shlishi. So, relative to a shlishi, the set of metanim includes rishon v'sheni. And since relative to shlishi, we'd have to have a separate set. As long as they're members of the same set, we don't care about the darga. These are the set of metanim, whether it's rishon v'sheni. Now, shenke, once it's a shlishi, that's what allows us to clarify that rishon v'sheni are part of the same set. Because a shlishi will be possible. And therefore, legabe, rishon, v'sheni, legabe, shlishi, all live in the same pasture. So, b'nei chada bikta inu, they're all part of the same set, and therefore, we view them as being connected with each other. Masha'inkein, there's no common set from which we could view the shiur not being the same, or the type not being the same, but we don't have any, there's nothing relative to compare it to. Power is always relative. So since it's relative, it makes sense to define it in terms of sets. It's a very, very beautiful insight. And he's saying that's what between Rava and Rav Ashi, we now understand Rabbi Shimon to have been mechavin to. Dam hasheretz v'habasar mitzparfim ze imze. Kalal amar Rabbi Yeshua kosher tumato v'shiro shavim mitzparfim. But tumato v'lo shiro. Shiurova lo tumato, to there, tumato velo shiuro, emit starfim. Omar Rav Chani, Omar Rav Zira, ubo. Mosef Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, hat ve'im, elamishem, it starf after the sherets, v'sherets, sherets v'dam, and it doesn't have to be the same species, be'mishem echad, be'mishleshem, Omar Rav Yosef, lo kasha. Kan, the pshat we're learning like we're listening on, Kan bekulo, where is no gea bekulo. Kan be mitzato is no gea be mitzato. Mina temra. Mina tanya, this is the same din by mahio as we want to say by no gea. That nishpach ala ritzpa vehaya mikoma ke tafres. So then, iel mitzato tahor. And only if he was iel al kulo is he tameh. And furthermore, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rami, that even if it was at a coast, so therefore it's not a problem of the shear, but nonetheless, Ravi is Tabshi Igizpa, Torah, Evelav Shmamina, Karbekulo Kamim Mikzato, Shmamina. Shol Rav Matya ben Harash at Rabbi Yochanan, Roshim Bar Yochai, Beiromi, Minayin Ladam Shratzim Shurtamei, Omar le di Omar krov zelachem atame. Omru lo talmidav to Mimatya ben Harash. Chachim le Bar Yochai, like this. He was only a kid. Amar lehem Talmud Aruch bepiv shel Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yosi shepam achat gazra malchut gzeira shelo yishmeru et haShabbat veshelo yimolu et bneihem veshiyivaalu et hamidot halach Rabbi Yeruven ben Yisrablui vesiper kumi v'halach v'yarshav imahem with the Romans. And Omar lahem, mi shi yesh lo oyev. Yani oyev asher, omru lo yani. Omar lahem, nu. So look how irrational you're treating the Jews. Lo yasu malachah b'shabbat, kedei shi yeanu. Omru, the guys are genius. Tavi tamar, libatel, ubitlu. Chazar v'amar lahem, mi shi yesh lo oyev. Yakhish or yavri, omru, of course, yakhish. Omar lahem, nu. Zan keni imolu b'neim lishmar yamin v'yikhishu. Amru David Amar Bikluah Chazar v'Amala Mish Yeshlo Oyev Yarbel Yitmaet Amru Lo Yitmaet Amar Leim Imtel Lo Yivalu Nidot Amru David Amar Bikluah. In the end, he kiru Boshu Yehudi, and they went and they read Hivzimu. So then the Chachamim said, Amru Mi Elech V'Yivatela Gzerot. Let Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai go. He's melumad benisim. V'yacharav mielech. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. Amalem, Rabbi Yosi. How can you do that to my son? Ilu hayaba chalavta kayam. Yochalim atem lomar lo tein bin chala hariga. Amalem, Rabbi Shimon. Now wait a minute over here. What about me? Ilu hayaba kayam. Yochalim atem lomar lo tein bin chala hariga. Why is your son any better than your father any better on mine? Amala Rabbi Yossi, you don't understand the point. Ana Azlina, I'm not afraid to go there, the Romans. I'm worried about the Amanishlei Rabbi Shimon, the Komistafina. So he was Kibel Alei Deloli Anche, nonetheless a Filoachi Anche. And indeed, Kishayu Malchim Baderech, Nishala Shela Zo Bifneher. Minai, the Damasheret Shutamei, Akam Piv Rabbi Yossi Amar, psst. It's from Zelachem HaTameh. Amale Rabbi Shimon, I can see from that long beard sticking in the wrong direction that you are a great Talmud Chacham. Mi'akimat Svatecha Tanikar Tavit Chachamata. Well, what a nice boy. Al Yachzor HaBenei Tel Aviv. So then, Yatzalek Rato Ben Timayu, Ritzolchem Avoyim Achem, Barcha Rabbi Shimon Vamar, if Shivcha Shabbat Abba Nizdamin LaMalach Shavosh Pramim, I can't even get one lazi malach. Ani lo pamachat. Well, whatever. Yavo anes mikom makom. So Kadimu ben Tamayo, and it was Alba Barta de Kesa, who starts shouting her obsessive need for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ki mata ata mamra ben Tamayo tsei. Ben Tamayo tsei, give it to Karelan. Nafakoza. So Amar Lahan Shilu Komad Itlachon Mishal Vailina Laginze Lishko Koldebo Ashkechoahu Igra Shakluha Vikarua. And this is actually the source of the story where Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi said about the Parochet Aniri Itia Biromi Vahavale Kamatipe Damim Hapigu Vahanotar In Mitstarfin Bipne Shain Shne Shemot. Hasheretz v'anevila, v'chein anevila v'tzaramet, in mitztarfim zeim zeletamei, afilu kikal shebinir. Om Rabbi Yerom Shmuel, this is dafke tumat yadayim, which is a drabon. But when it comes to the din of achila, they would be mitztaref. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo yeachel ki kodesh hu, this tells you anything which is possible, the kodesh, is osur to be eaten. Ma katu v'telo ta'aser al achilatom. Together with Nitma Bevlada Tuma would be Mitztarev Kikal Shebeinehem. The Kolochim Mitztarfim Ze Imze Lipsul Hagvia Kichatz, or which is Kichatzi Pras Kibazon Shte Suudot Leiruv, like the Shir of a Beitza in terms of Tumat Ochlim, like a Grogeret in terms of Hotzaah, like a Kotevet Peyom HaKippurim to be Mechayev on eating on Yom Kippur, and kol ha-mashkim mitztarfim zo im zo livsol et ha-gvia b'revi'it uchum lo luvmav b'yom ha-kippurim. Did I say the Mishnah before? Ha-nevi'la v'sarmet in mitztarfim afilu kikam?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Matam, Shefsha, the Shinishi Aser Rishon. Wow. Mika Avich, any Rishon? Alo Efsha. Omer Rav Achkama. Mi Garam, the Sheni, to be a Sheni. Lav Rishon, which Ravashi explains, Vashama, that's because a Rishon, the Sheni, Legabe, Shlishi, are considered to be a member of a single set. And Bnei Chora, Bikta Inun. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Here at Bayside today, we're holding on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we start with a bang at the Mishnah. Dam hasheretz ubisorov. We learned yesterday that the shear of a sheretz is bekadasha. Here the Mishnah tells us that in terms of tziruf, and remember this is our parak is entirely dedicated to the dinim of tziruf regarding yisrachila and tuma. So that here it's telling us that the dam, the blood of the sheretz, together with the basar. Now it's not clear here whether this is of the same sheretz or whether it means dam, but the dam of a sheretz is itself considered to be a separate metame, even if it's not together with the sheretz that it's that it was part of, is mitztaref. Klal amar Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua says, look, the overall way to look at it is that kol shetumato v'shiuro shavim mitztarfim. The general rule is, and we'll learn this like the Rambam learns it, not like Rashi learns it over here, and namely, that kol shetumato v'shiuro means that the dinim of tuma, both in terms of how long it will be matami, is it until the evening, is it a 7-day tuma, and the mode of tuma, meaning is it matami b'maga, or is it matami b'masar, is it matami b'ohel, so, not in this particular case, in other words, in general, is this the type of tumah that is the same? Then it will be mitzvah. But it also has to have the same shiur. So, in other words, the difference between Rashi doesn't mind if the mode of tumah is the same or not, as long as now it was mitame in the same way. So, for instance, according to Rashi, if somebody would be nergea in a sheretz and in a nevela, and the nevela, the sheretz, which is matami the kadasha, would be mashlim, would finish a little piece of the kezayis which is missing out of the nevela. So that now you have a kezayis nevela slash sheretz. The only reason that would not be mitztarif, says Rashi, is because the shiur is different. The sheretz is matami the kadasha. The nevela is matame b'kizayin. However, according to the Rambam's pshat, there's two reasons why that would not be mitzaref. First of all, it's a different shiur. But secondly, a nevela is matame b'maga u'b'masa, and a sheretz is only matame b'maga. Therefore, even though in this case you may be touching it, but it's not tumato shaveh, despite the fact that both of them are matame l'yom erka, and not l'shivas yomi.
Is the shear both the time frame and the amount?
No.
Just the amount?
The shear is the amount. The mode and time of the tuma are on the other side, tumato. According to the Rambam, so according to Rashi, this would be a good example, and in fact he uses the example of sheretz and nevela, a good example of where the shear is not shaveh, and therefore is not mitztaref. The Rambam, of course, would not use that example, because that's not only a problem in shiuro, it's also tumato in oshavet. Right? The Rambam's example of tumato v'shiuro not being shavet, if you want to isolate the case where it's the amount that's not shavet, is he takes a case of basar min hames and rekev min hames. Both are metame, the decayed flesh, So basar min hames is metame, both of them are metame ba'ol. Both of them are metame for shivas yomim. However, they're different shiurim, because kezayis basar min hames is metame,
And only Meloch of Nav of Rekev is Matani. And therefore, the problem is only the issue of Shiurim. That's his example of the first one. So, Tumatova Shirosha Vemistar. The Tumatova Loshiro, rather. It's not Mistar. Or, the Shiur is the same, but the Tuma is not the same. So there you have plenty of cases. In other words, the Shiur would be the same in a Kezias of an Abela and a Kezias Bosom and Hameis. Correct? But the Tuma would not be the same. The Nevela, for a number of reasons, the Nevela is not Matami Shivas Yomi, it's only Matami Adair, after Tvila. The Mesa is Matami Shivas Yomi. Furthermore, a Nevela is not Matami Ba'ol, and a Mesa is Matami Ba'ol. Therefore, that would be a case of the Shiur being the same, but the mode and time of the Tuma not being the same. And certainly, if it's low Tuma Tova, low Shiur, let's say you have some of a mace and some of a sheretz. So over there, it's as far apart as could be. Totally different shiurim. The sheretz is bekadasha, and the mace is bekizayit. And you have totally different tumas. The mace is metame be'oil l'shivas yomi. The sheretz is metame only be'maga le'yamecha. So here you see the full spectrum of the dinim of tzivut. Yeah, that's the derech of the Mishnah. But remember that it's important to have a klal like that to put in your mind all of the issues clearly in a pyramid, right?
But
when
you list, they have to be mamash similar in all aspects. According to the Mishnah, according to the
Mishnah, not in all aspects, in the Shiur and in the body of the Torah. Omer of Chana, Omer of Zira. Now, there's a lot of problems with the Girsa in the sugya that we're about to learn. And because of that, where we run into problems with the Girsa, as you can imagine, we have a lot of differences in the Purish. Okay, so let me tell you, basically the correct Girsa seems to be like this. Omer of Chanan, Omer of Zeira, Ubo. It's got to be Dafka if it is the same Sheretz. It's in that sheretz when we say the dam of the sheretz of Mitzdarev. So we put in the word ubo in it, as the Tzon Kedoshim has over here on the side. So that's the only time that we say it's Mitzdarev. Not if you have blood separately and sheretz separately. That there you could be Mitzdarev, the blood of one sheretz and the meat of another sheretz. There's two ways of learning this, by the way, which is a machlokas, whether ubo means it's the same sheretz or ubo means literally in the sheretz. The Rambam
word. Two lizard wounds.
The blood of one lizard and the meat of another lizard would not be mitzvah for Kadash. So in other words, blood is part of the organism, but it doesn't have a separate, it's not like the Dam Hames, which has a separate existence to give it its own din of Tuma. It's mitzvah if it comes from it because it's part of its goof.
When we say the volume is in the dash, is that a visual thing or is it weighed that much?
It's a volume.
It's a volume in terms of visual.
Omer of Chonin Omer Rav. Ubo, fine. V'chein Omer of Yosper v'chanina. There's also the gears of V'chein Omer of Yosper v'chanina, Uvo. And then comes, we stick in another Mosiv of Yosper v'chanina. Others don't have that Omer of Yosper v'chanina, Uvo. So now we have a question. The question is from the drasha in the Braisa. It says, "Ve'elu hatemeim lachem." Why does it have to say hatemeim lachem? Why doesn't it just say temeim lachem? The following are considered to be prohibited for you. So since the Torah calls it hatemeim, it's as if it's putting them all into one category of tuma. These are the temeim. Which teaches us, melamech in mitzdarfim. This teaches us that the various types of tuma are mitzdarev, and afilu sheretz v'sheretz, sheretz v'dam, bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemot. This means that any different type of sheretz, even though we're talking about organisms that really have over a very wide variety, because What we call sheriff doesn't mean that they all have to be members of the same family at all. So you can have a lizard on the one hand together with a mouse on the other hand. So in other words, these are not bechlal similar. Nonetheless, the Torah says, hatemeim, they are mitzarev, whether it's one shame, meaning it's one type of thing or another type of thing. Mashma, the dam of one thing is mitzarev with the meat of another thing, and you're claiming it's got to be the dam of that same sheretz. How do you explain that? Omrav Yossi Lokash, kan bekulo, kan bemikzato. Actually, it depends, and there's two ways of learning this. One is, it depends whether your negia was in the basar alone, and or in the dam alone, and now you're trying to drag the other one along. So there we say that it needs to be of the same sheretz in order for it to be batal to the goof of that sheretz. So if I'm touching the basar of sheretz, of the sheretz, and there's dam in the sheretz. Okay, so the dam is part of the sheretz. I don't need to have negia in the dam gufa. On the other hand, if I'm touching the blood,
gufa.
What?
The dam gufa. I don't know if the yeshiva translates as that. That is what you're saying.
It was being helpful to me.
Contact
in
the blood itself.
You know, you would be against having children learn language. You would take it, you would start explaining when you're talking, to just start giving them a dictionary.
It's the chesed.
I'm not sure. Doesn't it make more sense to throw a person into a situation in which they pick up things? That's the way human beings learn language. They watch the way language is used, and then they pick it up by context. You tell me, Ava.
I think there's
what's better.
There's other things going on, so it's all kinds of, it's the whole big soup of life.
Exactly. So who do you agree with?
Sometimes you're right.
No, you're exactly.
Chicago also publishes a new Hittite dictionary I found yesterday. So we can experiment, right? We can all try and speak Chiti and see how we can get faster as adults, not as children.
Certainly not with dictionaries. That's how Ulpans work. That's how Berlitz works. Every single language course works like that. They never sit there and give you a translation as you're going and expect you to learn. Never. I don't see. I mean, that's what a Daf Yomi is for. A Daf Yomi is to just, otherwise you could sit there and teach somebody three lines of Gemara in the whole day, which is what most people do when they never learn anything. He chose the rough way, but the sure way. I'll try to be better, Mom. Okay, so now one way of understanding this, as I say, is that where you have a single sheretz, so it has its blood and its muscles there together, you're touching one or the other. So if it's a single sheretz, then touching part of it is touching all of it. But you certainly are not going to say in touching the buster of sheretz A, which is now immersed in blood of sheretz B, that's the equivalent of touching sheretz B. So if I'm touching both of them at the same time, I'm holding the whole thing. Okay, then the brisa indeed makes sense. And that's what the brisa was referring to. If I'm nogea bekulo, meaning I'm touching both the dam and the basar. But if I'm touching one or the other, it will only be mitzarev if it's of the same body. If it's the same body, then it's clear that it's all part of one organism, and I don't need to touch every last aspect of that organism to be able to become tamei from it. All right? This is basically the way Tosfos goes through it with quite a few of the other Rishonim learn it the same way. Now, Rashi learns that it's not a reference to my negia, it's a reference to the sheretz. In other words, if you have a sheretz which is shalem, so then fine, you have a chatzi shir from sheretz 1, a chatzi shir from sheretz B, and you'll be mitzarev them, you'll be mitzarev them. Fine, that's true. But I'm talking about where you don't have the whole thing. If you don't have the whole thing, then you need to have that whatever is left is one organism that has the shear of the Kadash. Now these two approaches lead to very different ways of learning the next piece, which is a proof to this contention. So now says Rabbi Yosef, how can I prove to you, I mean, not Tamer, how can I prove to you that there is a significant difference between something that is Ba Mimikzato, or Nogeh Bekulo, which according to Rashi means something which derives from a full organism or something derives from a partial organism, and according to others means where my Negia is in the whole thing or my Negia is in part of the thing.
I just don't get how you touch blood. I mean, if I put my hand on the cup, I could say I touched the whole shear of the blood. But otherwise, it's like a drop. If it spills on my hand, did I touch the whole thing as it drops? If someone pours the cup on my
it
hand...
It doesn't mean Nogea Bekulo, which is usually only possible with Masa. Okay. Which, of course, is not possible with the sheriffs. Masa is called Nogea Bekulo. The case over here is that those were Mepharish. That means that in terms of the Negia, learn that it means Negia in both items. That my Negia is defined as a Negia Bedam and Bosser. So then, fine. Then you can say that I'm touching both. How can I prove to you, says Rabbi Yosef, that this is true? From the following. This is actually a Mishnah, not a Braisa. So it says there, Nishpach al haritzpah v'haya mekomo ketafres. If someone, let's say, is murdered, his blood now is dripping on the floor, and the floor is at an angle, and there is now a covering over part of the blood, which is dripping now towards a person who is standing underneath the roof. And what happens is that this person is Ihel al Mikzato Tahor, Ihel al Kulo Tameh, that there it depends whether he was Mahil, meaning was this roof over the entire blood or was it over part of the blood? Now, and I can prove to you, by the way, that's what it means. I know you could tell me maybe that means that there's part of, meaning part of the shear of the blood. Maybe you mean, that's how to explain it. It means that there's less than a revius dam. No, that's not true. Because when it says miktzato, what do you think it means? My miktzato. He name a miktzat dam. By the way, I'm explaining this now, according to the Tosafot's chart, not Rashi's chart. I'll go over it again and explain it like Rashi. But right now I'm explaining it in terms of not where the blood came from, but whether the Negia is Bekula or Negia is Bimiktos. Okay? So all we're trying to prove, according to this chart, is that we have over here a shiur of blood, meaning we have a Revius Dam, and the question is, whether I'm being Negea in the, or in this case, Mahil on the Revius, or I'm being Mahil on some of the Dam, which is now Mechubra to the other Dam. You can see that this is a very, very poor comparison to the case of where I'm touching Busser and Dam, which is why this is a very difficult chart to accept. I mean, anybody can sit here and give you any number of reasons as to why this does not prove the contention of Rabbi Yosef, if we're learning that this is his contention, that in touching the butzer of one organism, it's not going to be mitzvah with the dam of another organism. I mean, to bring a raya from the dam of one particular mace that is now dribbling in a particular direction, and I need to have a shear of negiah, to use that to prove that mitzvah is not considered to be negiah is extremely far-fetched. But in any event, this is how they learn. Now, I'll prove to you that it's got to be talking about a case where there was a revius dam, because Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi, revius dam sheigisba tahora. That if you would be touching this dam with something that wasn't makabot, or a non-metal kli, so something that would not transfer the tomb of the dam directly to you, because a metal kli, we learn out from Cherev, Areo Kechalal, would be Matami. But it says over here that you would be Tor, which is only because it was something that was not Makabal Tuma to be Matami Adam. So clearly we're talking about whether it was a Revius Dam. El Alab Shema, you know? Kan bekulo, kan bediktato. Our only explanation would be that there's an afkamina between bimayel over part and bimayel over all. So too, there's a difference between touching part and touching all, touching both. Now Rashi, which makes a lot more sense here, learns that what I'm trying to prove is the question of whether something that comes from a whole organism is going to be metame, or something that comes from a partial organism will be metame. That's how we understand the mikzasa v'kula. So if there was a whole sheretz, in this case two whole sheretzim, then indeed hatzvayim teaches me the dam of one, the basar of the other is metame. But if you only have a partial organism, then it would not be mitzarev. And therefore the raya of here is, Hegis es hadam is talking about in a case where he bends over the dam to stir it, but if he bends over the dam, there's no way to avoid being mayel on it, so how is it that it would not be now mitzarev, this revi'is dam, to be metamehim? And therefore, it must be that there's a nafkamina between, in the case where it says ihel al kulo, you bent over on kulo, meaning on the rabbi's dam, that's talking about where there was a body there. Someone was shot. Now the blood is dripping from that. Come on, Richie, I'm getting such an exciting case over here. I mean, here we go. Murder. What was it? Murder. I wrote. So that blood is dripping. And the guy is mayel on it, and then it will be metamehim in the case where it was over your miktsasa. Masha inke, if it's from a partial mace, say you have a kezias bin mace that has a rabbi's dam in it, then it will not be metamehim. So even though it has a rabbi's, and that therefore if he's megis it will not be metamehim ba'oel. So you see, it would be metamehim b'maga if it had been something I touched directly, I touched it with a kli that could give tuma to the human being. So it must be, you see from there, this works out as a very good raya. You see from there that there are two different dinim of mayel al ames. There's a mayel on a revi'is dam from a mes shalem, and then there's a mayel on a revi'is dam which has come from this mad axe murderer who chopped the victim into pieces. I got Richie's attention, huh? You chop the victim into pieces, and now you have a revius dom that's coming from one of those pieces.
If he was a judge, it would be very topical.
No, it's still legal to eat in Germany, I think.
That's right.
Still legal to what?
To eat. Yeah, that was the guy that offered, on the internet. There. Yeah. Shmamina. So you see that you're right. You see that I'm right in asserting that there's a difference between miktsasa and kula. Sha'al Reb Matya ben Charash at Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Beromi. So when Reb Matya ben Charash, who lived in Rome, asked Reb Shimon bar Yochai when he came to Rome, and we'll see what the story was that brought Reb Shimon bar Yochai to Rome of all places. Minayin ledam shratzim shehu tameh. How do we know that Dom Sheretz is Tameh?
Great question to ask.
Omar, there's wild things like this in meeting people, the questions they're asked. Omar Lay, the Omar Kro, Vizelachem HaTameh. Vizelachem HaTameh adds an additional Tuma. It's Meramis to the Tuma's Dom. Ramatya ben Charash went back to his yeshiva in Rome and told over this drasha of Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Amrulo Tamidav, so his Tamidim said to him, man, Chacham Le Bar Yochai, I said, Bar Yochai has really become pretty smart recently. Didn't know he knew how to say drushes. Pretty amazing story. So he said, actually, the Rashida said to him, it wasn't his own drusha. Don't think that he's so Chachim to be able to derish. It's Talmud Aruch Befiv Shal Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Yosi. It actually was something that he had heard from Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Yosi, and I didn't repeat it to you properly in the name of the one he had heard it from. And the mice it was, this is a wild story, classic Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai story. Shepam achat gazra malchut gzeira. Once happened that the Romans decreed against the Jews three decrees. Shelo yishmu et haShabbat, shelo yimolu et bneihem, v'yishivalu et hanidot. That asur shmirat Shabbat, asur brit milah, and they closed all the mikvaot, leaving people with wives who were tamei. And certainly there were those who would be ba'al nidos. So halach Reb Reuven ben Yistrubli, v'siper kumi. Reb Reuven ben Yistrubli decided to get himself a classic Roman haircut, dress up as a Roman, and come in and pretend to be one of the representatives of the various countries. Exactly. And so he sits down in the Senate over there. Nobody knows who's who. And he said, I have a question. Mishi Eishlo Oyev, somebody who has an enemy. Do you believe Ye'ani or Ye'asher? Should he become rich or poor, what would you like to do? Amrulo Ye'ani, of course we want him to become poor. Well, if that's the case, he said, what kind of idiotic thing is this to allow the Jews to work on the Sabbath? That gives them another day to make money. So then isn't it better, lo yasu malach ha-b'shabbat k'dei she'yanu? Damage their economy. Have Elal not fly on Shabbat. Omrulos, they said, you know, that is absolutely brilliant. Tavit, Amar, he's right.
Tavit,
it's tov, good. Libatel, the Xerah should be brought now. Fine, but lua. Then he waits a little bit and he says, I got another question. Mishi Yishlo Oyev, Yakish or Yavri? You want our enemies to be strong, you want them to be weak? Weak, they said. Yakish. Amalem, I don't understand. So then Yimolu B'neim, the Shmonayamim. Imagine what you're doing to them. You're getting all of their kids involved over here in possibly dangerous operations. Let them all drop dead. Amru Tavit Amar, he's right. But they were Makalek there too, and they said, let them all get a bris milah. Then he says to them, Mishi Eishloye, we are very Yitmaet. Do we want greater population growth or less population growth in our enemies? Amrulor Yitmaet, less for sure. Ah, Imkein lo Yivaluni don't let them keep their dinim of Tarat HaMishpacha. That way they barely get a chance to sleep with their wives. He's right, they said. Tavitamar, Ubitlu, and they were Mavato. That is their attitude.
It's amazing that they knew about it.
What do you mean? That's what they had on their mind. Anyway, the problem was that he kira bosha Yehudi. The arguments are irrelevant. If a Jew wants it, we don't want it. In the room, they put all the gazeros back in.
So what is that?
Exactly. So then the Chachamim said, so we're going to have to send somebody to deal with this issue. Who shall we send? Yelech with Shimon Bar Yochai. Shurum Lumad Benisim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had just gotten out of his cave, and everybody knew, my goodness, this guy has got some serious backing. No, they would put him in Vato. That's when he came out of the cave. Abasco came out and they said Caesar died and they went Vato all the time. So let him come back before I go.
And just like a soldier gets out of the army after a long time, he takes a trip
back
to
right back him. I bet it was Miloim and special missions. So, and the Akrab Mielet, and who should go along with him? I mean, send him alone. Reb Elazar Reb Yossi. Let Reb Elazar Reb Yossi, was a kid at the time, let him go. Amalam Rabbi Yossi, who was scared to death of having his kid around Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because he was more afraid of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai than he was of the Romans, yeah. Because he knew his son couldn't keep his mouth shut. If you can't keep your mouth shut around Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because he's dead. And so he said, now, if my dad, Chalavta, was alive, who would have had the guts to go over to him and say, Chalavta, give us your son to shecht. Because that's what you're doing. So you look, Chalavta Kayam, Yecholim Atem Momar Lo Tengi Chalavta Kayam.
Now, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai never thought that he was referring to him. He thought he was referring to the Romans. Amar lan Rabbi Shimon, what kind of business is that? All of a sudden, his blood is worth more than my blood? And if my dad, Yochai, was alive, would you tell him, give your son Shimon to be killed by the Romans? Yecholim atem omar lo tein din chal harigah. The same way I'm willing to risk my life, he should be willing to risk his life. Amar Rabbi Yossi, okay, listen, please, I'll go. I'm not sleeping. Dilma onar shle Rabbi Shimon. I'm worried about Rabbi Shimon. I'm not worried about the Romans. Become istafina. I'm scared of this guy. So Rabbi Shimon was makabel on himself. Okay, I won't do anything to him. You can trust me. So kibol alei doli anshe. I feel hafi anshe. Unfortunately, the end story was that kishol yom haalfin baderech, as they were traveling along the road, wouldn't you know? Nishalach she'eluv zubik lehem, and this is where Rabbi Shimon ended up finding out about this drasha. Somebody asked, "Minayin ladama sheret shulutamei?" No, Rabbi Shimon didn't know. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, whispers, "I can't be psst." Of course, he wasn't allowed to say anything in front of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon saw him whispering. "Oh," says Rabbi Shimon, "Miakimat svatecha, from the way that you bend your lips, Nikarata Shatamit Hakamata, it's clear that you're a great scholar. Never get back to your dad." Now, at the end of the story, it doesn't tell us the whole story over here, but does it bring the rest of the story in from the Yerushalmi, that so he got sick with Askara, because like diphtheria, Rabbi Yossi. And then all of a sudden Rabbi Shimon remembered, "Oh my God, I promised not to kill this kid." So he ended up praying for him, and he recovered. And he was able to bring him back. Anyway.
Happy ending.
The ending was, yeah. Right. Not the type of person you want to go along on a trip with, let me tell you. So Yatsa Likrato Bentimalia. So anyway, this particular type of shade came to, Rashi says his name was Newton, but then, this particular type of shade that likes to play around with women's minds came to meet him and said to him, "Look, I'll give you a hand. So you won't have any problem. It's omchem avoimachem. Would you like me to come with you?" Bocha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon started to cry. "This is the help I need. Hagar, who was a shivcha of Avram Avinu, she went out, was thrown out of the house, and what happened? Nizdami la malach shalosh pami. Three different times it says vayom la malach. Actually, it's four different times. If you darshan every malach, apparently he learned that the first one is just talking about the malach, and then each dibur was that malach, and then a new malach, the third malach. And ani lo pamachat, I don't even get a malach once, I get this crummy shade. Oh, man. All right, what can you do? Yavo anes bikomakom, what can I say? Well, however it'll happen, let it happen, let's just get this over with. So Kodamu, anyway, ben tamalion goes ahead, and all but Barti the Kesar, he goes into the mind of this of Caesar's daughter, who went mad and said, "I've got to have Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Nobody I desire more." So this was not, she was going nuts, she was going to commit suicide, and she's like, they're all going crazy, what are they going to do? And who walks in but Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? An amazing coincidence. So anyway, he goes in so Alba Bakimata Hasa, he comes into the Caesar's palace, and he says, Ben Tamalion says, "Hand, get out of here." And he came in the car, like, "No, fuck God." So Ben Tamalion was all prepared for this great miracle. So he leaves her, and she becomes normal. Ah, Caesar is indebted to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Amalon she'il koma di'it l'chon l'mishal. You can ask anything that you wish. Violina leganze. I will take you into our treasure house, Lishko Kol Debo. You can take anything that you want. So Ashkechu Alim Igran, they found that decree. And they ripped it up. Shaklua Bekoru. They had a right to take whatever they wanted. That's what they wanted. V'hain Adama Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef. That's why in Yuma, we have a machlokas as to where the Zrikas Adam, how the Zrikas Adam on Yom Kippur was done by the Parochet, that's when he said, Aniri Itia Be'ir Romi, I saw the Parochet in Rome. V'havi Alek Kamati Be'damim, it had drops of blood on it. And that must be the time that he got into the Vatican treasure houses of it. Wild story. That's the next Caesar. I mean, Hapigul v'hanotar in mitzarfin b'pnei shehim shnei shemot. We cannot be mitzarif. Pigul a noser. This sounds like such a truism that it's crazy for us to even hear it. How could I would have thought you'd be mitzarif pigul a noser? Surprisingly, it turns out in the Gemara that pigul a noser who are mitzarif. As we'll see. And all that it means over here is that the Tuma, that the Rabbonin were gozer on Pigol Venosa, is not Mitztaref. Why were they gozer Tuma? Because the Kohen, who would have a chance to get back at somebody, might take his carbon. And here's his enemy for years. The guy's bringing now a carbon katas or whatever. Cost him a mint. And he sheepishly comes of his own, oh, dear me, I made a mistake, and I thought I was going to do this week of the Dam over here. I thought I was going to do the Haktorah, over here tomorrow. Terrible. It's Pigol. So in order to avoid Kohanim, that would be Mazikim, there were Gozer Tuma on Pigol. And if you touch Pigol, you'd have to go now to the Notel Yoyodayim, Notel from the Kior. We had a lot of trouble, so the Kohen would avoid getting involved in Pigol. Same thing with Shuv, no sir, that's Bishum Atzle, Kuna. Sometimes you got a little bit too much meat to eat over there, and you let it become no sir. So in order to discourage Kohen from allowing things to become no sir, it goes to Tuba on no sir. What it turns out that the Mishnah means, as we'll see in the Gemara, is that a half a Zayas of no sir and a half a Zayas of Pigol would not be mitzvah. It's like a gzera le gzera. The Chachamim only made the thing itself tummy. But we'll see that there is another iser that would be mitzvah pigol and noser. Hasheret v'anevela. It's a tumah derabban. Tumah shadayim. Hasheret v'anevela. Chena nevelu b'sar hametz. Ein mitzvahim zem zela tamei afilu bekal shebishneim. When we say that things that have different shiurim or different tumas are not mitztaref, we mean that they're not mitztaref even to be mitame as the lesser tuma. Obviously not as the more, as the greater tuma. Om Rav Yudah Mishmur, lo shana lo tumat hayadayim demid rabbanan. When we say that pigul v'noser is not mitztaref, we are referring to the gezeira d'rabbanan about being mitame yadayim. Since that's only a drabbanan, the drabbanan were gozer lechatchila only on a kazayas shalom. Avle inyan achila mitztarfim. Surprisingly, if you have a kachatzi zayas noiser and a kachatzi zayas pigul, you can be mitzarif. And because the Torah was mitzarif, all types of kedush possible in a lav. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo yeachel ki kodesh heim. What's the pshat kodesh aim? That anything kol shabak kodesh pasul ba'akatum liten lo ta'asa l'chilato. Any tzuvah mukdashi for any reason, whether it's pigul, whether it's noser, there would be mitztaref on the achila to be over on this lot.
Is that name?
Kodesh aim.
Here it says who? In my book.
Who?
Me too.
My too.
Okay.
It's just my eyes, it's not
the Heilige Mishnah.
Ha'ochel v'shenitma ba'ava tuma v'shenitma be'vlad ha'tuma mitzarfim zeim zeh tamei kikal shebishneihem. This has been nogeya, the source of the tuma, being different sources. So there we talk about Tumato Shaveh, Shiro Shaveh. Don't confuse that where you have something that was Mekabel Tuma. So you have, let's say, a Gechatzi, a Beitza of Eichlin Ratame Rishon. And Gechatzi Beitza of Eichlin Ratame as Sheni Betuma. So they shouldn't be mitzdarif to make a shlishi. There they are mitzdarif. The lesser, of course, not as the greater. So this has nothing to do with our previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, again, was talking about where the source of the Tuma is of a different type or a different shear. Over here, we're not interested in the source of the Tuma. We're interested in the fact that Ochlin are Tumain. And Ochlin can transfer the Tuma that's in them to something else. Here, it's generic. We couldn't care less where it came from. All we care about is the fact of its Tuma. The only difference that you have is defining where the tumor originally came from in terms of the intensity of the tumor. That and only that. And over here, the intensity could certainly be mitzuraf, except you can't have tumor of a lesser intensity being mitzuraf with a tumor of greater intensity to be mitzuraf like the greater intensity, but you could certainly have the greater tumor being mitzuraf. So the rishon will be mitzuraf with the sheni. So the mitzvahim zeim zeh to make a kash b'shneihem. Kol ha'ochlin mitzvahim zeim zeh l'psul ha'gviya b'kachatzi pras. We know that there are things in which we have to have the shiur of ochlin, but the ochlin can be generic. Many things. So let's say legabe eating things that are tamei. If you eat a gachatzi prats, which is either 1.5 beitzim or 2 beitzim, like the Rambam, and you eat this, then the goof becomes tamei. Remember, we had the whole sugya psul gviya, and that person is not allowed to eat kodesh, is not allowed to eat truma. Okay, well, but it doesn't matter what it is that he's eating. He can have some bread and some meat. I don't have a shear of either. It doesn't matter. It's all mitzurah. And there the shear is, the gachatzi pras. Or you can have some bread and some meat to have kimozer shtei seudas for an eruv. You want to make an eruv on Shabbos. As long as you have a mozer shtei seudas, who cares what that mozer shtei seudas is made out of? You could be ma'arav on your tchum, or kibetza the tamei tumas oichlin. Or you could have some of bread and some of meat, and together you have one kibetza. That will be metame. You can have two separate things to be metame, be chayiv in Hotzara Shabbos, to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah in the shear of a Gruel Geret. You can have two separate things, or any number of separate things, to eat on Yom Kippur in the shear of a Kikot Tevet, and it'll be mitzuraf, even though you don't have one type of thing that is Kikot Tevet. Kol ha-mashkin, mitztarfim zeim zeilub solat ha-gviya b'revi'it. Furthermore, any type of liquid that was mekabel tuma, somebody drinks the combination of these liquids, it would still passel the gviya with the revias, and it would be mechayev you with the shear of liquids on your kippur, which is kemalei luvmav b'yom ha-kippurim. You don't need to have a particular type of liquid that's tamei. You can mix them all together. This Richie was the mucker for non-single malt scotches. And sorry.
What?
Time.
What do you mean?
It means you can be satisfied. The Yom Kippur is satisfaction. Mm-hmm. So it means that you can be satisfied mixing various scotches together.
Otherwise, it doesn't come to sleep. Half a thing of water and milk or beer.
Yeah. Anything that's compatible with it. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer Matan. Why do we say that in this case we would mitzaref, let's say, a rishon with a sheni? Actually, a sheni, she has a rishon. Because look, I mean, a sheni always has the potential of becoming a rishon. All it needs to do is to touch something that's enough. What? Mikavit sheni rishon, what are you saying? You're going to tell me that the sheni is not. You seem to be saying that the sheni can help the rishon to be metanei, that it should be more chamur. Mikavit sheni rishon. Aloyev shara. How can you now tell me that you're going to make a sheni? Certainly can't make a rishon. Where's it going to make a rishon? You can make You could say a sheni can make a shlishi, you could say. That I understand. So what's the point of saying it in this direction? You can't mean that the sheni can make a rishon, that it should be mitzurah to make something more tamei. Omar Rabba, no. He's saying like this. Mi garam l'sheni. Who made the sheni? The rishon made the sheni. Lav rishon. So in other words, what are you going to do? You're going to call this a different type of tumah? How did it get to be what it is? Because it came from the rishon. So it's basically like a child of the rishon. So why would it not be mitzvah with the rishon? Obviously, to make a shlishi, not to make a sheni.
A rishon.
No. A shlishi, not to make even a sheni.
Yeah.
Rav Ashi Amar, the way Rav Ashi put it was, Rishon v'sheni, l'gabi shlishi, b'nei charabikta, you know. Look, a Rishon and a sheni, vis-a-vis, a shlishi, which is all we're trying to make over here, is they're coming from the same neighborhood. You know, not Kamina. I mean, once you live in that neighborhood, it makes not Kamina. If you've got a $5 million home, or a $3 million home, the poor guy who lives in Musrara, well, now Musrara is the richest. Sorry. But the poor guy who lives in, Atikva, to him it's all the same. You all come from Savyon. He couldn't care less whether you got the $5 million home in Savyon or $3 million home in Savyon. So for a Shlishi, a Rishon and Cheney are essentially all from the same neighborhood. Don't want to have anything to do with you.
Is that how he's explaining?
Yeah. That's it.